B-Pod Studios.
From Concord to Hickory, it's the Mimi, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
So you got to bring some news, Mimi?
It's embarrassing, but I felt like I had to do it. Nobody else was going to tell this woman.
Does it have to do with your children?
No.
Oh.
No, it has to do with her. So we were standing in the deli counter area, and this woman had a skirt on. I guess it was lunchtime, so she was probably coming from work.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Her slip was longer and hanging out below her skirt, right? Isn't that what it's called, the slip?
Yeah,
So she had, like, I'm showing Lorraine. Her skirt was, like, just below her knees, mm-hmm. but the slip was all crinkled up under it, and the skirt was all, like, crinkled up over her knee, so it was all uneven.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
What were you
bad.
Thinking I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say, because I've done this before, and it's the most embarrassing, where you go to the bathroom, and you have a skirt on, and when you pull the skirt up, like, your skirt gets caught in your underwear, and your booty showing.
Oh, yeah. No. No, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But maybe this is worse, because you're almost on the border of, like, mind your own business. If it was that, that's definitely another woman would say something to her.
Yeah.
That's girl code.
Yeah.
If your underwear's showing in public and you're not at a club, girl code. You got to tell the woman.
Sure.
But as a guy, I felt awkward doing it. But I said to her, hey, you're all crumpled up in the back. And she turns and looks and goes, oh, my God, thank you. And right at that time, the guy at the deli counter is like, here's your meat, ma'am. She's like, okay, I'll go fix it. But thank you. And I was like, good job, Mimi, because you don't know how long she'd been like that.
No. Sure. Yeah, she could have thought you were a creeper and turned around and smacked you right in your face.
She probably still thinks you're a creeper. Like, why is this guy looking at my breeder? Why was this guy even looking there to begin with?
So as I sat there at the deli counter and thought to myself, good job, Mimi. Way to go. Way to tell her and make her go fix herself so she doesn't walk around the store and the rest of the afternoon with nobody telling her.
Yeah.
I said, I wonder what my coworkers will think when I bring it up to them. For sure, they'll think I was a good person, right?
No, you're creepy as all.
Wrong.
No, you are a good person for saying something. I would want somebody to say something to me.
Would you be embarrassed of it, though?
Yes.
But you'd be more embarrassed if nobody said anything to you and you walked around the whole day.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Alicia in Morganton. Hey, Alicia, welcome to the Mimi, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So you broke the news to people, and it can be awkward sometimes. What's the news you broke?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was more awkward for me and more embarrassing for me, but I felt that this person had a hair that was, like, falling from their head, and so I was going to get it off of their forehead. It was an eyebrow.
Was this person a stranger?
Nope. It was actually a manager.
And you got to see that person all the time. It's not like
thanks, Alicia.
A stranger you can avoid for the rest of your life.
Let me just get that hair. Oh, wait.
Let's talk with Bailey and Shelby. Welcome to the Mimi, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
So I work in Charlotte, and there's this lady that I work with. She's one of my coworkers, but she doesn't work on my direct team, so she's more like an acquaintance, which is why it made this situation so weird, because I don't really, really know her. So obviously we were in the bathroom at the same exact time, and kind of like Lauren was saying earlier, I walked out of the stall, and the whole entire back of her skirt was completely tucked into her underwear. You could see everything, like absolutely everything. And what makes it even worse is that several other women in the bathroom had already walked by her at this point and, like, walked out and didn't say anything. So it put me in the awkward position. I kind of froze. I didn't know what to do. So right when she was walking out, I was like, hey, I'm really sorry that I have to tell you this, but the whole back of your skirt is tucked into your underwear.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Thanks, Bailey. I felt the same way. I'm like, how many people are at this store that haven't said anything to her?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Emily and Charlotte.
I was on a cruise ship where, you know, there's, like, thousands of people, and this poor girl was walking in, like, the main atrium of the cruise ship with her boyfriend, and her entire dress was tucked into her underwear. Several people saw it and then would stop and point and laugh at her, and I felt so bad. I ran after her to go and tell her that her, you know, dress was tucked into her underwear. It was horrible.
And was she thankful, like the woman that I had to say something to?
Very thankful. But at the same time, extremely embarrassed. Like, her face turned beet red. Yeah. I felt so bad for her.
Loren would have jumped off the boat.
From Gastonia to Concord, it's the Meany Roy and Loren Morning Show and all the hits.
You need to wake up and smell the music.
Kiss 95.1.
National Peanut Butter Day. Hit it, ladies.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Is there a more in your face song than this, by the way?
No.
I knew somebody who had this as their ringtone when their phone rang it.
That's okay. Fun.
Yeah, it's fun. For a minute, I was like, pick up the phone. Buddy, how are we celebrating National Peanut Butter Day?
We're going to do peanut butter karaoke. I'm going to put peanut butter in my mouth. You guess what I'm singing. And there's no prize, but it's a lot of fun.
All Melody right. and Calum in Gastonia are on the phone. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. All right. Smells great. I'm going to go ahead and put the peanut butter in my mouth, and then I'm going to start singing, and then you guess what it is, okay?
All right. Loren and I are going to play as well.
Okay.
We'll let Melody and Calum guess first, and then we'll jump in. All right? Go ahead, okay. buddy. Oh, what an amazing scoop.
I know. That's a lot of peanut butter. He has like 2 full cups of peanut butter there.
Here we go.
He's eating it like it's ice cream.
Go again.
Make sure it's stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Let us know when you start.
No, you said we get to play last.
I do stuffing. I don't know this part of the song.
Melody and Calum. Do you guys know that one?
It was a Post Malone song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Halfway there.
Oh, let's see. It's not. Is it called Circles?
Yes! Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, I just discovered a problem.
You swallowed that?
It melts.
Oh, okay.
So, I think I only have enough for one.
One more song?
I think. I'm going to. Maybe we can try to. Well,
since there's no prize involved, who cares? I'm just enjoying watching
it. Right?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that it melts so quickly in your mouth.
Shovel it.
Okay, hang on. I got to open up the second one.
Melody and Calum, we recommend you guys playing this at home later today. Peanut butter karaoke, National Peanut Butter Day.
That's twice as much as you put in your mouth the first time.
I know. Oh, I'm hoping it sticks around. Here we go.
Start singing.
I'm having a bad time.
Are you choking?
Well, I need to go. I feel like I help.
Blink twice if you need help.
Melody and Calum, I have no idea.
Me neither.
Yeah, we don't either.
I drew my hair, so check my ass. Barry, how you feeling?
Lizzo.
Feeling good as hell.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Was that what you were singing the first time?
No, I sang it.
Okay.
What was the first one, bud?
Shade, Trampoline.
Oh, Shade by Trampoline. Okay, gotcha.
Trampoline.
All right. You guys want to hear Peanut Butter Jelly Time one more time, Melody?
Oh, my God.
Calum?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
All right, y'all have a great day. Thanks for playing, okay?
You too.
All right.
Get up. All the hits all day. And Manny, Roy, and Loren in the morning. Kiss 95.1.
We found this article about the most unusual things that TSA has confiscated from people in 2019. And I've had a lot of things in question going through TSA. Never had anything confiscated. But my...
A lot of things, you say?
Yeah, I've had like 3 things. So my face roller always gets pulled out because they think that it's a personal item.
Looks like a toy.
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to bring those on the plane?
I don't know, but they always pull it out because they don't know what it is. And then they're like waving it around TSA, and I'm like, it's a face roller. Yeah. They're like, sure it is.
By the way, hers was battery operated too, which is really
weird. It wasn't. The one you got me was battery operated.
And by the way, let's back up. Like Clever Trevor, our digital intern's in here this morning. Do you even know what a face roller is? Like,
I do not know what a face roller
is. Exactly. You're throwing it out there like people know what a face roller is.
It's like, I don't know. It's a face tool that takes the puffiness away from your face. Like, you can basically roll the acids that make your face puffy out.
You know what a steamroller goes over the asphalt? That's what the face roller does.
That's what it is. Okay. I've had that. I've tried to take a cake through security, and they told me that I couldn't, and which... It's not true. You can take food through security.
Here's what happened. Loren tried to get the cake, Roy, through TSA. Mm-hmm. The TSA tried to confiscate it and were unsuccessful.
No, you scare TSA.
No, they were like, I'm sorry, you can't take it. And I was like, what do you mean I can't take it? It fits through. I can take a stroller through here. And if it fits through the x-ray machine, I'm fine. I'm like, can't you just x-ray the cake? And they did. The other crazy things that people have taken on or tried to take through TSA is moose poop.
Moose poop?
Don't know why. Guess maybe if you're coming back from Canada, you wanted to...
And it gets stopped?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say so because you can't take liquids and poo can be a liquid.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a lot of liquid from a moose, by the way.
Yeah?
Yep.
Butcher knife.
Well, yeah, you idiot. What'd you think?
Yeah, don't know why. Although, I did get bullets through TSA one time. Not on purpose. They were just in my purse, and I didn't realize it until I was on the other side.
What goes on with you?
I know.
You know what the problem is? You go to the airport too much.
Yeah, probably.
You're always flying somewhere. You're bound to get picked for something.
A power saw. Yeah, I would imagine you can't take that through. An airbag, which I don't understand why an airbag would be taken away. I guess you could use it as a weapon.
I guess.
Flares. Also see that. A samurai sword.
No.
Duh.
No,
can't do that. Although it wouldn't surprise me if you somehow magically get it on.
It's a piece of art. I don't understand. Maybe it was framed. I don't know. I mean, I would assume that you still can't take that on even if it is.
Framed? Yeah. You can just break the frame.
Yeah. And then a blow dart gun in Orlando. That
wow.
Not shocking to me. A snake.
A real snake?
Yeah.
Snakes on a plane. Like it's a first service animal, support animal.
Yeah. Like, sorry, you're going to have to check that.
Yeah. I remember Sterling tried to bring through, that's my partner, he tried to bring through he went to the Harry Potter world down at Disney. He tried to bring that wand through the airport. Mm.
And they wouldn't let him take it?
Well, they couldn't. Well, no, they stopped and they questioned him too. But on the camera, it's interesting. It looked like a major knife. It looked like a big weapon.
Yeah, yeah. They just have to check.
Yeah.
I remember like after 9/11 when security got really tight, it was like MSNBC.com, like one of those news websites put up a virtual screening game to see what the screeners see.
Mm.
Because the x-ray machine goes through, it's hard to depict.
Right. Yeah.
And like, I went 8 for 10. I missed 8 out of 10 things.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, I didn't mean to take bullets through. They were, like, just sprinkled at the bottom of my bag because we were at the range.
I was going to say, what's going on in your life where you just have bullets sprinkled around in your...
We went to the range. We had, like, 5 left. So instead of putting them back in the box, I just threw them in my bag and forgot about them.
During this time, we could all use some calmness.
It's not going well. There's no sports.
You guys try staying at home with a 3-year-old being pregnant.
I'm wearing gloves and masks every 2 seconds.
There's no live music. I got a 7-year-old I'm homeschooling, a 20-month-old who needs a diaper change. A
husband who won't get off your case.
Disinfecting everything. I'm not handling it well.
And I'm pretty sure my wife wants to kill me by now.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
You know what we don't love? Being stuck in traffic. Mm. It's kind of annoying. And it's very rare when you hear a traffic report and they say, we have a stalled car on Independence Boulevard causing traffic back up for about 2 miles, that you know who that person is. But in this case...
Oh, you do.
We do.
It was me. I noticed my car kept getting hot. But then whenever I would start moving, it would cool back down. Then when I get to a stoplight, it'd get hot. And I thought, well, you know, I'm getting to service tomorrow anyway. I'll bring it up. Whatever.
Sure.
So I leave there and I get into my car and it barely goes 2 miles and it starts vibrating violently.
Oh.
That ain't good.
I think your engine's going to fall out.
That ain't good. I pull over, I turn it off, and I just wait a minute and I turn it back on and it's normal. I'm like, oh, I bet it's an electronic issue. These cars now today have so issues. So I start driving again. At this point, I'm on Independence, and it does that overheat thing. And then it does the overheating thing with the car vibration thing again and locks up. and I can't go anywhere. And smoke starts billowing from the hood of my car. So I stall out in the road in my, you know, the car's smoke coming out on Independence. It's maybe 4 o'clock.
And for those of you that are listening, maybe in the outers, and you don't know, Independence Boulevard is basically the cut through from, like, South Charlotte to, like, North Charlotte.
Yeah,
to,
so
the,
busy.
To uptown, yeah.
And everybody uses it when they leave work or they're going out. And since it the overheating and the vibrations happened, I was, like, in the middle of the road, I couldn't get off. So I'm blocking a lane. And so I get out, I had put my hazards on, I put the hood up, and I let the smoke come out.
Oh, buddy, that's dangerous, too.
What am I mean, yeah. But what am I supposed to do?
You seem to me, Loren, doesn't he seem to me that he's also a flare and cone type guy when his car breaks down?
Yeah, 100%. And by the way, if you've ever seen Roy's car, it's almost like, you know the old ladies that, like, carry around huge bags, and, like, you can ask them for anything, and it's in there? I feel like that's how Roy's car is.
I drive an old person's car.
No, but you have so much stuff in there, too.
I do. So I'm just kind of waiting for a second to let the car cool down, and I call a tow company to come tow me because I'm in the middle of the road. And by the way, at this point, I'm like 4 miles away from Town of Country Ford. You know, I'm 4 miles away. So I'm like, oh, this would be easy. They come. I'm in the middle of the road.
Right.
It's not like they have to find me in a parking lot. They're just going to come up, hook me up. We'll head on down the road. So I call this company, and he's like, $85. And I'm like, $85? I'm going straight and to the right. Like, it's just
it's
down
right
the road.
There.
He's like, hey, that's our rate, 5 mile in town. I'm like, well, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So I hung up, and I'm like, I got to get this thing to Town and Country Ford.
How long are you in the middle of the road at this point?
20 minutes?
Oh. No cops yet?
No cops. Well, but I mean, it's drive time in Charlotte. I'm sure they were busy.
Yeah.
How much of a backup at this point?
It's pretty bad. But you know what nice, really nice about Charlotte traffic? They didn't wait to cut over until the last second to the car. They were all getting over way far in advance. Like, I felt pretty safe to be stuck in the middle of
the
road.
Good.
So finally, when the smoke settled, I got in my car, and it started. And so I drove again. This time, I didn't even get a mile. I got, like, down through the next stoplight, and it started doing the same thing. But this time, I was able to get off the road. So I'm like, I got it. I can figure this out. I had towels in the trunk of my car, and I propped my hood up halfway open, not fully, because I have to be able to see, because I needed air to get through to my engine to cool it down. So halfway cocked, I let the car cool down, and then I drove it to Town and Country Ford with the hood kind of up.
And it worked.
Worked fine. Well, I mean, I don't want to say it worked fine, but it worked.
Can I ask you why you thought it would be a good idea to put fabric under your hood when your hood is overheating? I would be afraid that the towels would catch on fire.
Not a bad thought.
That came through my mind, but I had to get just down the road. And so, like, every time it started overheating again, like the alarm's gone off and all the dashboard lit up, I would get off the road, turn my car off, cool down, and then get back going and go.
Okay.
So here I am. I finally pull into Town and Country Ford. Smoke coming from my car.
Oh, my God.
Hood's jacked up. I mean, I look like a hot mess. It
looks like an airplane coming in an emergency landing. They have the fire engines waiting for Roy. Bring them in. Yeah.
It's not even, by the way, I'm not even scheduled to be there. Yeah. I'm like, hey, guys, I need help.
Damn, boy, what the hell did you do to this thing? Race it.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Wake up.
The world's number one sexiest accent, according to Men's Health magazine, and one poll out of a survey of 5,000 men and women, the Irish accent is the sexiest. In last year's survey, Ireland came in third.
I wonder where the influence is coming from to move one from three to number one.
A spokesperson for one poll told Dublin Live that high-profile stars such as Colin Farrell and Gerard Butler helped bring the accent to the forefront. Hi, Trish. Good morning.
Good morning.
Trish and Charlotte. Loren, guess Trish's accent.
Good morning, Loren. All the way from Dublin.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Congratulations.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Great. I could just listen to you talk all day. You have the best accent.
Yeah, it gets me in trouble all the time.
How's that?
Well, because most people don't listen to what I say. They listen to how it sounds, and usually they don't pay attention to anything I'm saying at all. So.
You're just listening to your dialect. It doesn't matter what's actually being said.
Words that get picked up on all the time.
The number one sexiest accent in the world, Irish, Ireland. Now, when you consider the American accent as someone who wasn't born here in the States. What is your perception of the American accent?
My family would say Southern hillbilly, but then I have to remind them that there's different parts and different dialects, because Ireland has lots of different accents as well.
So if you were going to do an American accent, what would it sound like?
Hey, y'all, I'm heading to the store today. How y'all doing?
That's awesome, Trish.
Oh, that was Thank pretty you good, so too. Much.
She was great. I have reason to believe Trish is from Spartanburg putting on an Irish
right?
accent. I think she's putting us on. Hi, Daya. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Okay, Loren, try and guess her accent.
Okay, Daya, where are you from? Don't tell me, but just talk.
I love your show. I don't know if you can guess my accent. It's really kind of mixed up because of where I work, and I don't know if you would be able to guess it.
Take a guess.
I'm influenced by American accent.
She's kind of all over the map.
Okay, so the end threw me off a little bit because I was originally... I don't want to mess this up, but then...
Clearly she's Russian.
It wasn't Russian. So I lived in India for a little bit, and I started to pick up on a little bit of an Indian accent, but the more you spoke, I heard something different at the end, like almost British.
Yeah, so I am Indian.
Hey, good job, Loren.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it will be a mix of British because, well, we speak British English. It's a mix of both.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Daya, when you think of the American accent, what do you think of? What part of the country?
It's funny because I would say whatever is in the Hollywood movies, because I didn't even know that people spoke different accents within America till I started living here, and I'm like, oh,
right.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Is there an American accent that's harder to understand than others for you?
Southern.
Me neither.
Really, really, like, strong Southern. Like, I can understand what people spoke in Sumter, which wasn't that bad, but then... There was this accent that was, like, really difficult, and there was this person in Walmart, and I have no idea what she was telling me. I just said, yeah, but that's it.
And she probably didn't understand you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a fly on the wall. I would have loved to have heard that conversation.
Aww.
Yeah, I just said, yeah, you're right. And I just smiled and walked away because I knew I would never see her again, so I was fine with that.
Thanks, Daya. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. All right, your au pair, Elena. I believe this is her. Elena?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the second time you've been on the MRL show. The last time we had you on, we were at a Fam Jam Friday at Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You have an Italian accent. Go ahead and speak to Loren so we can all hear the number two sexiest accent in the world behind Irish.
Just go ahead and tell me about Cash's morning.
Okay, I'm driving home, and Cash was so cute this morning.
What'd she say?
I don't know.
Oh, you know you're getting the music now too, right? Elena's going to cook for us later on. Elena, what are you cooking for us tonight?
Yeah, tonight we are cooking Italian.
What are you making?
Carbonara pasta, and I think bruschetta. Again, I mean the same things that I already done.
Do you understand her?
Yes.
Elena, yeah. Let me just tell you. I'm so honored to have you in my home. Thank you so much for making the spaghetti and meatball dish.
Congratulations. You have the number two sexiest accent in the world.
Good for you, yeah. Elena. All right. Elena, arrivederci.
What?
Arrivederci, I said.
Life. Love. It's all I need. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
We love doing Unfriended. We help two friends mediate through someone unfriending the other on social media. And Lisa, you sent us a message and said that your friend Colin unfriended you. How did you figure it out?
Yeah, I knew that Colin was going to the Bahamas. And when they were evacuating because of the hurricane, I went on Facebook to check and see if he had posted anything. And just wanted to check and make sure he was all right. And when I went to click on his profile, it said add friend.
How long ago did you check his page, like, when you guys were friends?
I mean, I would check in on him pretty regularly. We're pretty good friends, and I was seeing his posts and everything, and so it was it must have been recent.
Is there anything that you can think of that's happened between the two of you, or maybe you post something on social media that he doesn't like seeing?
I mean, I just post pictures of my family, pretty much exactly what you're supposed to use Facebook for, so...
Did you guys used to date?
No,
just good friends for a long time.
Is he married?
Yeah, he is married.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
So you don't think it's like a jealousy thing or anything like that? How well do you know his wife?
Pretty well. We're family friends. So we, sometimes our families hang out. Our kids are around the same age. So it's always been pretty cordial with everybody.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like you're too annoying. Doesn't sound like... It doesn't. Does
Roy
it sound,
wouldn't unfriend you at this point.
It really, no. I'm very curious to see why Colin has done this. But we do have Colin on the other line. He does not know why he is on the Manny Roy in the Rain Morning Show. I'm picking up his phone line now. Colin, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hi, Colin. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rain Morning Show. A bit of a surprise here. We have Lisa on the phone as well. You know Lisa?
Okay. Which one?
Your friend Lisa?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know her last name. Lisa.
Yeah, hi, Colin. Why did you unfriend me on Facebook?
Colin, this is a segment called Unfriended. It's where we try to connect people who have become unconnected on social media. And Lisa says that you've unfriended her on Facebook, and she's trying to understand why.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I knew we'd have to have this discussion sooner or later. Lisa, Amy said that you were rude to her not too long ago, so...
I'm sorry, I missed it. Who said that?
Amy. I'm sorry. Amy is my wife.
Okay.
Well, are you kidding?
No, not at all. I'm very serious. A couple weeks ago at the school drop-off, you actually cut in front of her and pulled in front, and I guess she honked at you, and you flicked her off.
What?
That, yeah.
That never happened.
Oh.
Lisa, is it a possible, like, do you remember something like that happening? Like, maybe it's a possibility you didn't realize it was her?
Okay, first of all, I didn't remember anything like that happening. Second of all, if I did cut her off, it would have been an accident, and I would never have flicked someone off. When my kids go to school, I would not have done that.
Colin, is it a possibility that your wife thought it was Lisa and it wasn't Lisa?
I really doubt it. I even asked her, like, honey, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure it was Lisa? And she was like, yes, it was definitely her car. Like, I know her car. Like,
Lisa, what kind of car is it?
Well, I'm a mom with three kids in Waxhaw, so obviously I drive a minivan.
Okay.
There's probably a million people in a minivan dropping off kids at school.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I don't know why you guys didn't reach out to me.
She just really didn't want me to. I mean, I'm sorry. I know we've been friends for a while, but I have to go with my wife on this one. Like, you know, if she felt like she was disrespected, I can't just act like it didn't happen. That wouldn't make me a very good husband.
You know me better than that. You've known me longer than you've known Amy.
Well, I think he's going to believe his wife.
I just am disappointed that you didn't encourage her to talk to me.
Well, you know, I mean, there's really nothing I can do about it now. I mean, like, you know, we've already had a discussion. Me and her have already had a discussion about this, and this is just the way she feels. She felt disrespected, and, you know, she doesn't go for that.
Colin, is it safe to say that you will not be refriending Lisa?
I'm afraid not, no. Get up.
All the hits all day. And Manny, Roy, and Loren in the morning. Kiss 95.1.
We are the Manny Roy and the Rain Morning Show, and, you know, we have a lot of fans, and sometimes some of our radio family members, they call in all the time. And one of the radio family members that called in once that really caught us off guard was someone that we called Angry Frank.
Yeah.
Because Angry Frank originally called into the Manny Roy and the Rain Morning Show during a War of the Roses segment because he thought we were being too hard on cheaters.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
He gets so fired up.
And he has such a unique voice. So, and you can imagine we were a bit shocked when we were sitting here in the studio and we heard this on the TV.
I don't have no clothes on. I'm naked as a jaybird. And I just laid there and I was looking at the light. Finally, I get to go in to see the cap. I want the tape. Oh, we can't release tape like this because it's got all that hanging down.
That sounds just like Angry Frank. Now, the news story was talking about a Rock Hill person that had a police encounter where he was in the middle of the night taken out of his home, and he evidently
wasn't the suspect, but they thought he was. Yeah.
It was this whole miscommunication thing. Frank.
We have Angry Frank on the phone.
Can you hear us?
How the hell are you? What's going on?
Yeah, you're on the radio, Frank. You're live.
Hold on. Let me get my coffee.
All right. Was that you on the news, Frank?
On the news?
Yes.
I'm always on the news, baby.
Okay.
What you talking about, man? I'm a star, you know.
Oh boy!
So on the radio, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. I want everyone to hear the rest of this news story because Frank says that, or his real name, according to this story, is Jethro.
Is that your real name, Frank?
I got many aliases.
Really?
You know, like sometimes they call me Cool Rick. You Cool Rick, because I'm cool, man.
So are you saying that Jethro is one of your aliases?
Hold on, my denture came off for a second.
Hold on a second. All right, listen to the rest of the story, you guys.
Oh, we can't release tape like this because it's got all that hanging down, which is my no. We can't let this out. And they see this hanging out. We can't do all. So I don't care what you see hanging out. I want the tape.
So you, dude.
That was you wanting the police to give the police cam footage for the wrong
suspect.
Wrong suspect when they put you in handcuffs.
So you think I'm supposed to give them the tape, huh?
No.
I'm supposed to get the tape from them, right?
Yes. That's what Roy just said.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Frank, you know what I love, Frank? Is like not only... Or whenever you're on our radio show, you're so scattered brain and out there. Even when there's
a
camera,
nice thing to say, buddy.
I know. Even when you're on the camera, the camera's in your face, you're still all out there, man.
Dude, you're all over the place on this news video from Fox 46. By the way, we should give them credit. Here's more of that news story from Jethro, aka who we think is Frank.
He said, "Well, she's used to looking at people naked." Oh, so y'all go around and jack people up all the time with their fang out at 4 o'clock in the morning. You used to look at them. What are y'all, a bunch of freaks?
Dude, you said that on the news.
Hey, if somebody had a naked tape of me, I'd probably want it, too.
Well, all I can say is I'm proud of my man.
You managed to drop the P word in not once but twice on the news. We beeped it. Fox didn't.
Oh, man.
You sleep naked, Frank?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, who else is there?
Don't you? Maybe?
I'm comfortable with me.
Right.
Yeah, your wife left you, right?
Can I give you a bit of advice, Angry Frank? If you're going to sleep in the nude, maybe, and you see flashlights outside your house, maybe don't open the door.
Yeah.
Put a robe on. I don't know.
I mean, it's my house, man.
I get it, man.
You pretending to be working from home? Use your smart speaker to stream us live. Just say, hey, Alexa, enable the Kiss 95.1 skill.
Why don't I play some music?
Manny, Boy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
We found out that you should be renting this, and I don't think many people do, and someone on the show says they do. And that's renting your clothes.
I rent my clothes.
I'm surprised at you.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like not an endorsement. I'm not sponsored by these people. I would love to work with them. But I use that like Rent the Runway Unlimited. So you pay like a flat, you know, thing a month. And then you can change out like, I think it's 4 pieces as often as you want. And like they pay for shipping back and forth. And it's great. Like, I mean, quite honestly, like, if I'm being honest, I don't really fit in my clothes, like, from pre-baby.
Mm-hmm.
I can squeeze into them, but they're not comfortable. Mm-hmm. And instead of buying a whole new wardrobe, this was just the easier thing for me to do in hopes that I would lose the weight and be able to get back into those clothes.
Yeah, that's what pretty much this article is saying, that having an extensive wardrobe is an expensive wardrobe. And so there's evidently this service called Newly, which owns Anthropologie. And the service costs $88 for six pieces a month.
That's great. Newly? Yeah. Looking it up. I love Anthro.
So how do you do? Is there like a Charlotte company you use? How are you doing?
It's like a national company. And they send you like a garment bag. So you pick the four pieces you want online or on the app. And like you can get bags. You can't get shoes, but you can do bags, pants, dresses, formal dresses, workwear, jeans. Like they have everything.
Okay.
And then you just pick your four pieces and they ship it to you in a garment bag. And when you're done with it, you just ship it back.
Wow. You have to wash it?
No, they do all the dry cleaning for you. So it comes clean and you just ship it back.
So this is, I guess it's fair to say, the clothes that you get in the mail, someone else wore.
Yeah.
We should do one where like we rent it and then clearly there was a crime scene, like just blood all over it, and then you ship it back.
You would be charged
nicely
for that.
In the garment bag.
You would definitely be charged for that.
And see if they ask any questions like, are you okay?
Yeah. Or like take it to like a paintball range and just destroy it and then just send it back. And go, hey, listen, when I put it in the bag, it was normal. I don't know what the heck happened. I bet you there's a bunch of people listening to us right now who might be wearing someone's clothes.
But Dallas caught his buddy Tim wearing like one of his hokey shirts and he called him out on it. And But Tim, like, totally denied it.
Oh, that's funny.
It's mine.
Way He's like, Tim. No, we just have the same shirt. Dallas is like, it looks like a Schmedium on you. That's my shirt.
We know Tim. That's funny.
Let's talk with Kristen in Fort Mill. You still close?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
Well, it's more like a swap. So I'm in a tall family. My son has actually grown, like, 5 inches in the last 6 months. He's 6'6". So his men's tall small green jacket fits me better. I've actually lost some weight, you know, gained some muscle tone. And now he's wearing my woman's large, tall green jacket today because it fits him better. So that swap actually worked out pretty well.
Thanks, Kristen.
This is Aaron in Wilkesboro. Hey, Aaron.
So what happened to you? What'd you do to your husband?
When he gets a new hoodie sweatshirt that I like, I shrink it on purpose because he's quite a bit bigger than me.
That's mean. You shrink his stuff so that he can't wear it anymore, and then you take it and put it in your own wardrobe.
Right. I'm actually wearing one right now. It's a Appalachian hoodie.
One more. Let's go to...
Is this Keaton?
Me and my husband, we end up wearing the same size, but when we first started dating, he has a walk-in closet. So it's supposed to be, like, my size and his size. Eventually ended up being, like, all my size. He's, like, has, like, a little section.
You just kept hoarding all his clothes.
I think that's so cool. You know, I would love for the day that me and Sterling could share clothes. But right now, if he puts on any of my shirts, it's going to be a dress on him.
I would think it would almost sometimes be a nightmare because you could be fighting over the same, like if you want to wear a certain shirt and the other person wants to wear it too.
See, I think there's just more options.
What about that, Keaton? Does your husband ever say, hey, give me my shirt back? Like legit right now, I want it.
So what's funny is he actually does that. He's like, oh, you stole my shirt. I was like, no, I bought this. He's like, no, I bought it yesterday.
Take it off, bitch.
Right. Like, we fight all the time about clothes, but at the end of the day, I make him, he might buy the clothes, but I make him actually look good.
Do you stop at socks and boxers?
No.
Keaton,
you wear
you're,
those
wearing,
too?
You're wearing Bay's boxers too and his socks?
I mean, as long as it's just him and I mean, it's all right.
You're like the Hamburglar of clothes.
Back to your morning commutes. Remember the steps. Turn us on, then drive to work. Kiss 95.1.
So if you're in a dating slump, you can get really down on yourself. Well, not so fast, says this article.
Oh.
No, I mean, listen, there's a lot of reasons that could be going on. Everything gets hectic. There's a lot of mismanaged conflict, according to what this therapist is saying, which I love that, mismanaged conflict. But love slumps are totally normal, and they don't have to be now in your relationship's coffin. They actually reveal vulnerabilities and opportunities to challenge yourself to devote more of your time and energies to each other. So if you feel like you're in a slump, this is an opportunity for you to reflect.
It's actually a good thing to be in a slump, is what you're telling me.
You're in a vulnerable state. You can realize what you need, what your needs are, and then go at it that way.
Let's first define the slump, okay? Because a slump is someone who just isn't meeting that right person. That's the slump. A slump isn't someone who isn't turned on by dating right now because you're not even trying. A slump is someone who's got the apps, who's gone on plentyoffish.com, who just goes on dates and has realized that they just can't find Mrs. Right or Mr. Right. So that's the slump.
Mm-hmm. Someone say you just need a slump buster.
What's the longest you went? See, I picture you, Loren, as someone who always wanted a dude. Like, you didn't like being single.
No, I loved being single.
Really?
Yeah, but I, like, when I was single, I would date multiple people.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know.
Test drives.
Yeah, I guess so. Fun. But, like, I liked being, I'm so independent. I'm such an independent person. So I liked going to dinners and, like, hanging out with people, but I didn't like the, I don't want to say the commitment. That makes me sound like, I don't know, such a millennial, but I don't know. I just liked my own time and not having to answer to somebody. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Lauren's so independent. She's got her own bank account.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well,
she's so independent. I don't even know what her last name is. Sometimes it's her.
My God. Can I tell you? That's the one thing my husband cannot stand. Like, my Open Table account is still in my maiden name.
Yeah.
And we will go and he'll be like, oh, Strigger for a party of two. And they'll be like, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have a Strigger.
Yeah, I think even
so mad at me.
Your work stuff is in your maiden name. And like your legal name is your husband's.
I worked really hard in my career to build a career under Marola.
No.
And I don't want to have to.
No. Let me tell you what it is. No. Because you know what? You need therapy.
There's multiple reasons.
Let me pull back this layer, Loren. Okay. You're sitting there saying I built up this whole Marola character for this whole business of Marola.
Yeah.
That's not true. You don't like it when men tell you what to do. And then, because you've told me this. This is true. And you don't want to have to take his last name. You don't want to be forced into that.
I have Dallas's last name. I just don't use it.
Right. So. Exactly.
No, I love the way this conversation has turned.
I know. I'm
the
sorry.
The hell with the article.
It's so fascinating. Your two last names.
I know. But here's the thing. Like, there's multiple reasons that it took me a really long time to give up my maiden name. And even when I did that, I dropped my middle name and kept my maiden name and made it my middle name.
Right.
I lost my dad. I know. But I lost my dad when I was 19. My brother's probably not going to have kids. Like, I'm really attached to Marola because, like, I don't know. I feel like.
Right. But it's not that you built up.
It's the one thing I have left of my dad.
Yes. I get it. But it's not this, like, you do. She uses this excuse. I've heard her, because even when her husband's complained about it, she's like, well, I have a whole business with
Marola.
It's
my marketing plan.
Yeah. No.
I hate to be like, it's a brand, but like, it really is a brand that I've been building since I was 19.
No, okay, Hailey Bieber Baldwin.
It's also a good exit strategy.
And why not go Strigger Marola?
Hyphenate.
I think he would have been more upset with me if I would have hyphenated it than just.
Really?
Yeah. Because now.
Amanda basically uses her maiden name as her middle name.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my sister does that too.
Well, but I typically go by it.
Look at my, let's say me and Sterling gets married. His last name's Johnson. My last name's Brown. You can't be a Brown Johnson because that means a Brown, you know. Johnson's used as another term for something else.
From Tiga K to Davidson. It's the Mean Roy Lauren Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
All right, ladies, you know all about the so-called girl code. Loren, give us a couple things that would mean you can't break these codes.
I think, common knowledge girl code is you don't date your friend's ex. The girls' nights are a thing. You got to do the girls' nights.
Okay.
And, if you borrow something, you need to return it.
That seems like a good girl code. Now, Nicole, you had to save one of your friends?
I thought I did. And I went to dinner and drinks with some friends the other day. And I'm much more observant now that I'm not drinking. Like, okay. I'm just watching everything. And it's pretty funny to watch your friends continuously get more drunk. when you're not and know that you're going to feel great in the morning. But one of my straight girlfriends was like with the friend group, and then all of a sudden she wasn't with the friend group. And so we just kind of assumed, like, okay, she went to the bar to get a drink. And then I'm just kind of looking around.
Scanning the room.
Yeah. And I see her talking to this guy. Had no idea who this guy was. He didn't come with us. She didn't look terribly miserable, but she just didn't. It looked like he approached her, and then she's having fake conversation, you know, just
a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Now, that's something that you might not have picked up if it wasn't for dry January.
100%. Mm-hmm. I probably would have brought him in, and then he would have become like an obligatory brother. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so then I scan it, kind of see that, and I'm just keeping an eye on it. I finish, go back to my conversation, and then all of a sudden, I notice out of the corner of my eye that she's like, leaving with him, but like that's not something. It wasn't a point in the night where you'd call it a night.
Yeah, it's weird, especially after seeing what appeared to not be the greatest interaction.
Yeah, like and it looked like he was taking her around the corner or like just away. And so,
oh my gosh,
I'm like looking around because she's one of my friends, but like she had closer friends than me around, and I'm just like, hey, you're going to go get your friend? And everyone's, she's fine. So I was like, okay, well, I'll go. So sober little me goes around the corner, and I'm like, I'm prepared, you know? Like, am I
Nicole's
like,
ready to throw down with somebody.
Like, what am I going to have to do? No. This basic chick found a mural thing on a brick, and I guess he ended up having, like, a better phone than her.
Oh.
This woman is getting her picture taken in front of a brick wall. And I looked at her and I was like, okay, bye.
You're
like,
fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
Like, happy ending. He's not trying to jam her into a car. Right. God forbid.
A roller coaster of emotion.
And I just go back to the friend group and I'm like, none of y'all want to ask me what I just saw?
So in your eyes, all the other ladies broke the girl code by not
checking
by
on
not
friend.
Checking on her, like your sober butt did it.
Well, is that a girl code rule?
I think you got to keep an eye on your friends when you're out.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Especially, I mean, I heard you guys discussing this before we went on earlier this morning, and yeah.
I would say like there's some. I probably wouldn't have done that if it was someone who's been around before, or if I just knew the person. But because he was a stranger to all of us, I think that is kind of unspoken girl code. You don't just let your friend go off with a stranger.
Yeah,
unless she tells you, like, hey, I'm about to leave with so-and-so.
Right. And even then you're like, text me in 20 minutes. Let me know you're okay.
Then that's when you Google them.
980 texted and said, girl code, you don't wear the same top if you're going out.
Oh, but yeah. Then you can't be matchy-matchy.
But who gives it up? I know you've been in that situation, Loren.
This is probably why straight people like being friends with me, because that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, I think if you know you have the same top and you're going to wear it, you have to text the other person if you're both going out and say, hey, I'm wearing this top. Don't wear yours.
And whoever texts first, I guess, wears.
Okay. Take a picture of your outfit.
Exactly.
I think Amanda does that with her friends.
Called it.
Yep.
Like, called it.
Dibs.
Okay. Oh, that's funny that she was out there taking pictures. Good stuff. Hey, girl code. Good for you. Okay. Way to go, Nicole.
The more you know.
All the hits all day. And
Rainey,
Roy, and Loren in the morning.
Kiss 95.1. Dean was on a commercial of mine the other day when he came into the studio. And he said this. I asked him if he had $19. Dean, do you have $19 in your piggy bank?
I did, but you took it.
He's not lying. We've had to dip into his piggy bank because that's where the cash is. You know, Amanda and I don't have the cash laying around the house. But she had a 20, and we ordered pizza, and it came to like 19-something. And she thought she had more money, so we didn't pay for it, you know, online. We said we had cash. We'll pay cash when you get there. So we both looked at each other. We were like, well, time to dip into the piggy bank. We got to go get $5 out of there.
That's so funny. Like, that doesn't even occur to me. And maybe it's... So my mom's boyfriend gives cash, like, all these $2 bills. So he has a piggy bank full of $2 bills. Like, I'm pretty sure if I gave somebody a $2 bill, they wouldn't even, like... They would be like, that's not real.
It's not legal tender.
$2 bills? How many does he have? I've never really seen one.
Not kidding. He gives cash like a stack of them every time he sees them.
Where does one get that?
You can go to the bank and ask the bank to order them for you. Really? Or maybe they have them on hand. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I've heard.
No,
I think I heard that on the show. So, okay. So we want to know, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. We've all done it. We've had to borrow from the kids' piggy bank. The question is, why did you have to borrow from the piggy bank?
By the way, I think it's completely fine. You teach your kid about taxes. You know, unless the government's going to take a good chunk of it.
Here comes Uncle Sam. Yeah. Put the big Uncle Sam hat on, head into his room with a...
Yeah, listen, hey, you got 20 bucks? I'll take a solid 12.
We told them we'd pay him back. That's the other thing, too, that sucks, is he caught us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he was excited because, honestly, in all fairness, Dean was, like, very happy to help pay. He's like, I got the money. I got you guys.
Oh, like he paid dinner for y'all? That's cute.
He's six.
Covered for his parents. Okay, Amber in Salisbury. Welcome to the Mania Morning, the Red Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Did you tip into the piggy bank with your kid?
I did. So the Girl Scouts every year when they come by, my kids were about 5 and 4. And they would always come by the house, ask to buy Girl Scout cookies. I never had any cash. It was always my debit card, and they won't take it. So the last time they did it, I told the kids, I said, sure, I'll get cookies next time they come. Well, they came at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I didn't have cash. So I told my husband, I said, run, go get some money out of the piggy bank. And, of course, my youngest daughter goes and follows them, and she's crying the whole time. They're taking our money. They're taking our money. So... I work for a CPA. I ended up giving them more money back and told them it was because of tax. This was quite funny. You just said that.
That's so awesome.
They got their Girl Scout cookies plus more money.
There you That's go. Funny. Thanks, Amber. You got to do it.
You got to. Yes. Sometimes you just have to.
Thanks, Amber. And it's different when the parents do it, you know, because... Like in Dean's case, he felt like he was doing something really not, you know, really good for the family. And then, like I said, we're going to pay him back.
Want drama? We got drama. It's the Mini Boy and Lorraine Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
We found this article of the surprising safe words that couples use if you're, you know, trying to spice up your relationship and maybe you're just not sure about the situation. So these are some of the surprising choices the couples decided to go with. Beetlejuice, but you have to say it 3 times in a row.
What if you can't say it 3 times in a row because you got something, I don't know, in your mouth?
Foliage.
Foliage.
That's actually a pretty good one because you have to really enunciate for that.
Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Ooh, Nicole. I didn't know that you were questioned for this list.
Mango. It's lighthearted and easy to remember. Some people just go with pause. Just
pause?
It's boring and to the point, but it'll do its job.
Not like the animal.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Just like stop.
Yeah. Pineapple.
How about, ow!
Yeah.
For the love of God, stop!
And then red. Like you would say green means go, red means stop. Okay. You know?
Red's good. What was the one in... Christian Grey's movies. She had one. Dakota Johnson, yeah.
I can't remember.
Me neither. Let me look it up.
And then the last one on here is safe word. Again, boring, but it is crystal clear.
Yeah.
Oh, and the safe word is red.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And when she uses it, Christian immediately uncuffs her.
Oh, my God.
We just
listening
got
to our show.
The most amazing text message from 336. Our safe word is meatloaf. The translation, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that.
That is hilarious. Why wouldn't you call us?
That's good, man. And for all the young people listening, that's a very old song reference. But
it's an awesome song. If you haven't heard it, you need to go listen to it.
704 says chinchilla.
That's a good one.
Safe word for us is parachute, because when you jump out of a plane or get crazy, a parachute saves you.
I guess so. I wouldn't remember chinchilla. I'd be like, I have a soft rodent.
Chili's.